Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Anyways, he just comes at me on the ground, and then the mom comes in and just lickety split right in the trash. That's my biggest fear.
Well, you know, thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate you being here regardless, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. Hey, security, can we just get her out of here?
Goddamn.
Big announcement for the Stiff Socks boys. We have the best merch we've ever done ever.
Ever.
Ever. This has been growing for weeks and months in advance, and we're dropping Monday. We're dropping
Monday.
We got a new merch supplier. They're fucking fire. They do merch for all your favorite podcasts and creators out there. So this shit is going to be banging top tier. Phenomenal designs.
I mean, honestly, Gabe worked so hard. We all worked so hard to get these designs popping, moving, and grooving. Nuts. Buddy, let me tell you something. So go to StiffSockShop.com. StiffSockShop.com. Dropping this mother freaking Monday. And Patreon gets a day early.
We got some great merch, a lot of inside jokes, a lot of just fucking bangers. Board shorts.
Buddy, we got board shorts. And we have probably the most fire hat we ever made.
Dude, the hat is, like, the hat is better than the podcast.
Yeah, which is...
It'll be in Zoomies in like a week. Check out our Instagram, Stiff Socks Pod, for some sneak peeks. I'm so fucking excited. This merch shop is going to go absolutely nuts. Absolutely macadamia.
Goddamn.
Michael loves Detroit, and Detroit loves Michael.
Really? Where'd you go?
Buddy, I just did Royal Oak.
Not Detroit. That's Detroit
that's
plus.
When people say, hey, I'm coming to Detroit, that's where they're going, is Royal Oak. It's like, it's the nice...
Yeah,
it's white Detroit.
Dude, yeah, there was one too many cold brew shops.
Give it to him.
Yeah, it was...
Mark Ridley's?
No, the Royal Oak Theater.
That's what I'm doing next. Yeah, because, yeah.
You are going to have so fun. Trev did it.
I loved it. Did somebody pass out in edibles when I was there? They stopped the whole show. And then the motherfucker, not you if you're listening and you're a great fan of this podcast, was like, hey, can I get my money back? You passed out on edibles. I didn't give you any weed.
He wanted his money back for passing out at your show? The show?
That's like totally in your car and be like, man, Jack Daniels, give me money for my Kia.
They should do that.
What? DUI? Yeah. DUI insurance?
If you get a DUI, you should be able to ask a liquor company for some money. Or you should be able to get liquor insurance.
No, what I'm doing is I'm finding everybody at the bar, and my boy's like, come on, one more shot before you go. That guy, I owe you.
Well, this is what it is. How about this? If some guys go, yo, one more shot, be like, cool, I want an insurance policy through you. So if you force me to take a shot, you're now involved if I get into an accident. Sign this paper.
I think they are, though, still. Like, the bar can sometimes be culpable for, like, if you get a DUI or whatever.
Oh, dude, yes.
Wait, how?
Dude, when I first started bartending, it was my responsibility to know what a fake ID was. Bitch, I'm doing Adderall in the bathroom. Do you think I fucking know? Well, actually, with Adderall, maybe I would
I'm making
know.
Adderall spritzes over here. I don't know what the fuck
Adderall
a main license looks
spritz.
Like. Adderall spritz.
Bruh.
There you
that
go.
That would fuel
talk
a
about
college
Royal
campus.
Oak.
Yes. But it is hilarious, and I'm sure somebody's done this bit a billion times, but just how bars just kick everybody out at two and be like, you figure it out. And just herds of people on the street. And you're either getting a DUI, fighting another man, or...
having unprotected sex with someone that you don't
actually
like.
If you can
like.
Get it up. But you just release these people in the street. Release the hounds.
I don't have a problem. You have a problem getting hard when you're drunk?
Depends.
Okay.
It really depends on what I'm drinking. Drunk, what is drunk? You know what I mean? Like, if you're like... If I'm drunk, I'm done. You know,
like done with sex or just can't get up.
My whole body's done. My whole body's limp.
Honestly, good point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. There's sometimes, and everyone can yell at me. There's sometimes when I'm like, I would rather jerk off than actually go through a whole rigmarole.
I think that's just getting older. where you see what happens. You just go, okay, yeah, if I come back with you, we have sex, then I'm picturing 1 a.m. just going, so like, so you from around here? Or yeah. Like you have that.
You like hot dogs? Cool, man, me too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so then I had that conversation and I go, no. And then sometimes I'm just like, you know, I'd be like, okay, I could go home with you, but I know I could, so I don't want to anymore. And I'm good. I just go back to my hotel room.
You become like a sex oracle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can, you have the foresight.
Like that's so like, Raven. Yeah. You're like, I see into the future what it would look like if we hook up tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you it is just it the, I'd say so. Yeah. You get older. It's just, for me, it's the experience of like the little things where somebody walks in, they're like, you have a cat? What's her name? You're like, it's not fucking her. It's a he. And then just all these like little things.
That's not
and,
even a Peloton. Yeah. Dude, some girl when I was single walked into my place and I have this bike, which is a fairly nice bike, but it's not a Peloton. And it was during the pandemic when Pelotons were going the fuck off. And this girl was on the wealthy shots. She literally walks in my place. First thing she says, not like, oh, this is a nice place. Can I get a glass of water? Ew, that's not even a Peloton.
It's a Life Fitness bike.
But it was
she was in the right.
It was a Life Fitness, and maybe she was right, but I will say, I mean, don't, here's my
she
defense.
She should
have wore a condom. That's the Planet Fitness one. That's what they use at my Planet Fitness.
Life Fitness?
Yeah, you go to Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
Do you?
Hell yeah.
I have a whole bit about it. Cue it. Special coming out soon. What was I saying? But here's the thing. My whole thing was I don't want to spend all this money on a bike. I don't even know if I'm going to bike. It's kind of crazy just to spend $15 on a bike when you don't even know if you're going to bike or not.
How much was your other one?
Ah, $350.
Okay, yeah, starter bike.
That's what I'm saying. And so, I still have it.
A diamond
and I still
back on bricks, essentially.
Like a mongoose? You guys ever have a mongoose?
I had a mongoose.
Yes,
yeah, I had a mongoose, too.
Those I had the gyro, so I could, if I wanted to, when I'm in the air, flip it around. Never when I was around.
The handlebars could do 360.
I was
never
so
used it.
Jealous.
Holy shit.
When I was a kid, I was so jealous of the spin, and I was jealous of pegs. The first bike I got, I was like, put pegs on it.
Yeah,
It was like a Huffy. Didn't even need
pegs. Pegs were like the first Uber pool, if you think about it. You stuck your buddy on the back and you're like, where are we fucking headed to?
They were meant for like, that was what we used it for. They were meant for like grinding. I had so many things that were so extra. Like, I need to get this.
Right.
I need this. I need these new trucks for my skateboard. I couldn't even ollie and I needed them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the baseball card or Pokemon card in the back for the spoke?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to school like that.
You know,
my boy met up one morning. Me and Jesse, we met up one morning to go to school with a and just expected a hand job or something.
Yeah.
You know what's
funny is dudes with hammies are that's just the adult version of that.
Hammies?
Yes.
Hammies?
The dudes with
hammies? Hammies?
No. Dudes over hammies? No, the dudes with the fucking Hellcats and
spell
shit.
It. Hammies.
What did I say?
Hammy.
A and cheese.
Moons over hammies.
Give me the fucking puppy.
Are you drunk right
now? I am.
Talking about, does your dick work when you're drunk? Does your brain work? Dude. You hammered?
Hey, that thing have a hammy?
That boy got a hammy in it?
What's happening? You guys making fun of me? I'm doing a crowd work. You guys are both ugly.
That's just being mean.
Got my ass.
He was telling me a couple days ago, he did the Regent downtown.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And there's a baby in the front row.
Baby, 9-month-old. Great.
No words, no goo-goo gaga.
Just doing this.
Like what do you do for a living? Tits. That's what babies do for a living.
And then she brought, I addressed it, but then I didn't want it because she kept crying and then bringing it to the back of the room and then coming back. It was
that's
weird.
That's awkward.
No, you can't do that.
Get a daycare.
Yeah.
You can't do
that. I had
that.
A 12-year-old in Missouri.
You got to start cock fast.
I had a 12-year-old. I decided, you know what? I saw how the night was going to go. I decided not to bring him home with me. No.
Yeah. You and Diddy.
I had a 12-year-old in
the audience.
Jesus, yeah,
who bought a ticket?
Yeah.
With an adult,
with their parents, and it was a 12-year-old kid, and I noticed him right away. You know, because of how high I was. No, I noticed. I noticed him right away, and I was like, "Oh shit!" I started my set like, "How old are you?" He's like 12, and he goes, "My sister's 10," and I was like, "Cool." I'm like, "Why would you bring?" He's like, "He's a huge fan of stand up, and we're bad parents." And I was like, "Okay."
Oh, that's kind
of
funny.
Then I was like, "You know what? Elephant's already out. So let me." I was like, "Do you have some jokes?" He goes, "Yeah." And I go, "You know what, buddy? Have you ever performed in front of an audience this big?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I go,
"He said right. yeah?
Yeah, yeah." And I
what
go, "Have you
fuck?
Ever performed here?" He goes, "Yeah, man." And I was like,
get
"Okay, dude." Be humble. But then I was like, you got a joke? And I go, he goes, yeah. And his mom whispers in his ear. And he goes, I go, what did your mom just say? He goes, she just told me what joke to tell. And I'm like, I don't want you telling that joke.
Ghostwriter.
I want you to do the joke that you want to tell.
Oh, this is
and I go, I'm going to introduce you. I'm going to say your name. And then like everyone go nuts. And then you're going to do your one joke. And then we'll clap and, you know,
this
whatever.
Is beautiful.
I thought it was going to be cute, you know? Like, he's going to be like, how do you make a tissue dance?
Yeah.
He walks up and he goes, this is my impression of me whenever my parents leave the house. And just did that. And I was behind him on stage.
Not
like,
bad.
It's That's funny. Good.
I mean.
But I don't want to be standing next to a child pantomiming whacking off, dude.
Yeah, you got to get out of frame.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just kicked him off.
Like, you got a CGI beard on him quickly.
Yeah. Oh,
did
my
it get
God.
A big pop?
Yeah.
So he
but
crushed.
The mom yelled no, and I saw the family like freak out, and then they didn't even stay for the meet and greet. It was a late show, too. Like, it was almost done by like midnight, and like this kid was out.
Isn't that weird? I was telling him before, there's at a show. It was in Pennsylvania. I don't know if they know how driver's license works out there. And everybody just showed up. It was all ages, but the ticket was like 18 and up. And then there's a 16-year-old on the front. Same thing, talking about jerking off. He should be on our podcast. Stiff Socks, plug it. We're already on it. But I remember the kid was like, oh, I got a funny story for you. And he just yells it out. And you're like, what's going on? And then same thing, 16. I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? He goes, my mom thought I was smoking weed in the bathroom. I was really just jerking off, or is vice versa. I forget which one it was. And then he got caught smoking weed, but he said he was jerking off in the bathroom. And then he's like, hi, he gets in trouble with the parents and then goes to the show that night. I was like, that's the worst punishment ever. You're like, are you smoking weed again? Time to enjoy a fucking comedy show, yeah. I guess. Like, these parents suck.
So he was high?
He was
at
high.
The show?
Maybe.
And drained.
Yeah, he was.
Oh no! High on, weird. I don't want this
the
to
way
be
he said that.
I didn't even connect the dots on that. But yes, I see where you're going. But the parents brought him to a show after, like, as a, like, that's the best punishment ever. Are you high and jerking off? Hey, you know, it's even better at comedy when you're high. But it was so weird because I didn't know where to go with, like, this kid's yelling reckless things, and then if it was an adult, I'm like, okay, I can find the funny in here. Yeah. I'm like, what am I gonna talk to it? I can't talk to this kid about this.
Yeah. And he could be like lying as a 16-year-old. Oh, yeah. He could just be like just compounding lies.
That does seem like a very liable thing. Was his parents there?
Yeah, they were next to him. They brought him to the show. They drove like 3 hours to the show. The whole family just watched myself, which was awesome. But it just was like it's just what a weird eventful morning.
But also here's the thing. If I'm a parent, to defend the parents real quick, if I'm a parent and I bought the tickets and I'm already going, I'm not going to spend more money to get a babysitter for a kid or leave the kid home because it's a nightmare.
Of course, yeah.
I'm going.
It's just, I hear you. And they did the right thing, but it was just a lot to unpack. You're just where do we go from here? Your son was high, jerking off, and you kicked in the bathroom door, and now you're here?
You didn't even get into it. Why would you get into it?
Kind of, but like halfway into it, I was like, this is weird. This is weird to, you can't.
Yeah. Do you ever get caught? Like smoking or?
Oh yeah, my parents caught weed in my room in eighth grade.
Weed? Whoa!
Weed.
I
had
cigarettes
thing.
And I wasn't allowed to hang out with certain friends anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I had jean shorts on, and my mom saw the silhouette of fucking my tight little
jean
shorts.
Come with cigarettes at that age.
Yeah.
So she saw the box.
She saw the box.
Like
it was one of those, and
like
I just went
Greaser's
nothing,
logo?
And I ran. I just ran. I started running.
Yeah, because when you're 12, you're not even that tall. So a cigarette, it looks massive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm 36 and I'm still not. But it was like a box like this. Yeah. So I ran outside.
Oh,
and then
a pack of baseball cards.
She started chasing me, and my aunt was with her, and like they just started chasing me. Maybe my
aunts
friends,
never
my friends
have
were like,
"Do
we
to
run?"
Do.
Aunts?
Aunts are just hanging. Always.
Yeah,
get a job.
A glass of wine. That's a bad boy.
That reminds me about the cigarette. One time in, I think, ninth grade, I was not a good kid. I was smoking weed out of a light bulb on 420 the first day in eighth grade.
Good.
Take a light bulb, break the glass off. I didn't make it. Some other kid who was in seventh grade, we're smoking weed. He broke the glass off, used the metal bottom, put a pen cap on it, put it into a water bottle. A hammy.
And then
we smoked weed out of it. I didn't question it. I was like, I think we're smoking meth.
I was smoking weed out of tinfoil, not knowing.
Yeah, I was doing that. Yeah, yeah. But that kid should be at like MIT. What is he doing?
I don't
doing
know
right
what
now?
He's doing now.
He's either in jail or he like works for the FBI.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like that's a pretty intuitive brain. Like,
yeah.
This is pretty like, you know, like that's the light bulb thing.
Yeah.
No shards of glass. But like that's.
No, I thought we were like hot wiring something. But
yeah,
just probably my brain.
I still can't even comprehend it. I don't know. It doesn't feel safe though.
Light bulb, break the glass off. You got the bowl right there. Pen cap in it. I feel like there could have been an easier route to get to that. Like smoke some weed out of printer paper. I did that. That can't be good. There's a lot of chemicals in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Foil thing is probably the worst.
Well, because everybody would be like, you're going to get lockjaw.
Is lockjaw a thing that you can get from foil?
Foil, yeah, from aluminum. If you smoke enough of it, not like once, but like that would be
so
the thing.
Like, so it's like chocolate with dogs. Everyone's like, don't get it. It's like, yeah, dude, they have to eat like 19 pounds of fucking chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Can you look that up?
How much chocolate fentanyl for dogs?
No, because, well, it's, no. You know what's fentanyl for dogs? Grapes.
Yeah.
If a grape takes you out, it's
Wait,
over.
Really?
Buddy, one grape.
But what
yeah,
if
apparently grapes are super toxic.
Super toxic. Yeah.
Oh man, I know what I'm doing. I'm gonna hear.
Do not feed my dog. If I come back and my fucking dog's dead,
just welches all over the walls. What happened? But the story about getting caught with a cigarette and then running. Ninth grade, me and two other guys were in my parents' garage. They're out of town, smoking a hookah with like lawn chairs all around, just in the middle of the garage. And the garage door starts to go up, and then we all run out the back door and leave the hookah there. Like my parents weren't gonna be like, "Well, they're not here. Whose is that?" Just a random hookah in the middle of the garage.
Oh, man.
I thought that made sense. And then I just slowly, like, walked back. Like, you know when that get caught, walk
all
back?
All the time. Yeah. Yeah, all the time. The amount of times I was like, I'm running away. And you just walk back in 3 hours. Like, where are you fucking going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Almost so many times almost getting, like, well, I mean, everyone knows this, but I used to jerk off in the closet because I was so scared of getting caught because my mom hated locked doors. So if my door was closed, she would think that something's popping off, so she would come in. So if I would have to leave the door open.
And then go into the closet.
And then go in the closet. Because if I close the door, then immediately she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? Because I was also a bad kid, so it's like, you're doing something crazy.
You could, we could close the door, we just couldn't lock. We had no locks. No locks in the
house. Yeah, I didn't either.
You had no locks?
No locks.
Oh, well, your dad took the door off.
I took my door off as a punishment. I had a whole bit about it. Yeah, he would like, I don't know what I did to, I could ask him, but what I did to piss him off, he took my bedroom door off for like 4 nights.
Really?
Oh, which is the best punishment ever because he's like, oh, good luck touching yourself. Wide open door. Bitch, you got a convertible. Living in a drop top. I still would do it. I did, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
But I was like a child. I was more so scared of like the dark and like something about a room, just a door being wide open when you go to sleep.
You're like, a silhouette of a person, scary. What is that?
Yeah.
But an open, like no door when you go to sleep, you're like, oh, cool. I can't wait for all the demons and goblins to just sleep right in.
What is it about a quilt that makes you feel like no goblins can get you?
A quilt?
Just if you pull up a quilt, if I get underneath the covers, I'm like, oh, I'm safe. Oh. No, you're not. It's just cotton. But what is that? Did you have monsters underneath your bed when you were a kid?
No, I did have spiders. I had a few spiders. No, yeah, actually,
where did you grow up, dude?
I had a fear. It was funny. I just found this out. I had a fear of spiders as a kid, where my parents would have to come in and pretend to spray for spiders because I would have night terrors where I'd wake up screaming that there's spiders all over my room.
That's so wholesome.
And it was last summer. I was hanging out with my sisters. You ever find out trauma?
Yeah.
And it clicks and you go, that was it.
Yeah.
My dad took me canoeing. My dad fucked with me a lot as a kid. Like, slam on the brakes when you're tying your shoe type of shit. Like, all the time.
Oh, just smash
your head. So this is a good dad. I like this dad.
He was cool. Like, he would take the seats out of the van, and he would drive me and my friends around while swerving all over the road, and we'd slam against the walls.
Yeah, you find out he was just hammered the whole time. Dad, that bit was so fun. What bit?
No, but when we were kids,
what's your name?
My dad took me canoeing. And I had a fear of canoes and spiders for like years, and I didn't know why. And then I was telling this story specifically.
That's a funny, like, top two irrational fears.
And I was, there was like this little, like, dam thing, like, not a full, you couldn't fit under it, but there was like the boat, the tip of it could. And I was a little kid. So if you like laid down, you could be in the canoe and under this dam.
Yes.
And he saw it coming up, and I was kind of a pussy as a kid. And he would always just immersive therapy me, like, into shit to get me out of it. Okay. And I was like, they're scared. There's spiders in there. There's spiders in there. So he was hysterical laughing and put the tip of the boat with me in it under this bridge where there was a shit ton of spiders and spider webs.
Fuck, dude.
And then, and I was, like, screaming. Then he pulled out, and he's like, don't tell your mother this. And then for, I would say months. I don't want to say years. They would have to come in and spray. And my dad would spray. And I didn't connect it till I was, like, 35 years old. I was telling my sister. She goes, you remember you were so scared of spiders? And I was like, that was it. And so my dad probably came into the room like, haha, I guess we gotta do this for some reason. This is probably knowing that he caused that trauma.
He didn't tell your mom.
No. So he did a lot of shit. He lost me a lot as a kid.
Really? Me too.
Yeah. And he would say, don't tell your mother.
Permanently lost
your family. My dad, yeah. But for some reason, like, stop losing me. Because I was a cute kid. It's like, people are going to fuck me. Like, I look pictures of my, as a kid, I'm like, I was hot.
Nah, I was left
I was
alone.
Hot. No,
I
dude,
was
I would.
I'll alone. Be the judge of that.
No, dude,
I don't want this to be the run through, but I keep adding to it, so.
Damn. I'm Trevor Wallace. Salt Lake City is sold out this week. And let's fucking go. Six shows. Suck my Mormon soaking cock. Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida, June 21st through June 23rd. I know you guys are too cool to buy tickets. Everyone else is selling out. So fucking do it. Sacramento has like 10 tickets left on the sixth show. But Portland, Oregon, at the end of July, July 25th to the 27th, Lexington, Kentucky, August 15th through August 17th, Nashville, Tennessee, August 29th through August 31st, Tampa, Florida, 20th of September through the 22nd of September, Tempe, Arizona, October 11th through October 13th, TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Tickets are flying. We're adding shows out the wazoo. What? Speaking of zoo.
Austin, all sold out. I love you guys. August 2nd, Palm Springs. Those tickets are going. August 9th, New York City, makeup date. I think there's like 20 tickets left. August 23rd, I'll be in Gary, Indiana. Go get tickets. Not real at all. Yes, it is. Go get tickets. September 6th through the 9th, Louisville, Kentucky. And here comes the UK dates, guys. September 18th, Glasgow. September 19th, Dublin. September 20th, London. September 21st, Belfast. September 22nd, Manchester, UK. And then September 27th to the 29th, I'll be in Miami. Many, many, many more dates on my website, blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. On to the episode.
Goddamn.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, I mean, just, I lost to Six Flags. I got lost twice
at
the
Flags.
I got lost twice at the beach.
You should have been
a leash
kid.
Shirt on. I'm oiled up.
Why
I'm hot.
Are you oiled up?
I'm oiled up.
Just like a little rotisserie chicken running around.
Dude, I know. And I was always an in-shape kid.
What the fuck does that mean?
I was an in-shape kid. You know,
you got a six-pack?
Yes.
As a kid?
Yes. You know how most kids had a pot belly? I was jacked. Yeah. Dude, so much so that my fucking PE teacher, when I was like, maybe in third grade, he was weird. Maybe in
most
third grade,
yeah. Teachers are. Yeah, that's the one requirement. They let me see your search history. And they go, oh, this looks illegal. You're hired.
But all of that, if you're why do you want to be a PE teacher?
I think it is a pretty simple job.
There's that old joke. Like, if those who can't do teach, those who can't teach PE.
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
But I think is it just a lazy thing?
Yeah, what do they do?
They also a health teacher, or they're also like this. Aren't they usually
also an alcoholic? I mean, but think about it. They don't have to, they're not running routes. They're not throwing spirals. They're just all talk. They're just, hey, do that, do this.
Yeah, someone's got to check his hard drive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, something's in there. My point. Fifth grade, fourth grade, whatever. He like, we were changing. You know what's funny?
You were changing with him?
Hold on.
Also, our locker room had a giant window where the coaches sat and looked right at the locker room.
Did you take showers as a kid?
No.
Me neither.
Biggest fear of mine as a child watching movies. Like, I'm going to have to take showers with them.
Yep.
And I didn't know what my dick was like.
My dick was not
good. You know what it's like now?
Yeah. It's crooked.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No, it's going to be funny. It's fine.
It's fine.
Kids. Wait, no.
It was actually bigger as a kid. It's weird.
You went
proportionally? I mean, at some point, probably. You know, back then, proportionally?
Per capita? What I'm saying, PE teacher. And here's the thing. I'm about to say this. I think I said this on the show before, but I'm about to say this. And I'm now realizing, I don't know why my shirt was off. But at some point, my shirt was off. And then he goes, hey, don't ever lose that six pack. Which is weird, buddy.
That
is
weird.
Which is a weird thing.
That is weird.
But here's the thing. It served as motivation for a long time because I remember thinking about that. And as like a kid, when I was like 11, I was literally in my childhood my childhood room with my toes underneath the dresser, like so it could hold my toes down. And I'm doing sit-ups thinking about, I don't ever want to lose.
You were thinking about your PE teacher doing sit-ups?
But I was thinking about the motivation.
Yo!
No, I was thinking about the motivation. I understand how
Keith will never lose you.
Yeah. Oh my God. What was his name? Doesn't matter. He's probably dead.
Daddy.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. His name was Mr. Grayson, but you called him Greg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, when Pete or any teacher really starts calling students like nicknames, or when they want the kids to call them by their first name, that's when you're on Pedo Island. When they're like, please call me Greg. You're like, why?
Yeah.
You want me to call your first name?
Yeah. Here's my number. Why do I need your phone number, Greg?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Okay. That was an example.
No, give me your .edu.
I mean, how'd you guys practice kissing?
Did you guys have teachers show up to like graduation parties?
No. Yes, yes,
that
yes.
Shit, we Wait, had a we no, had we a did. Security guard of our high school, like just making the rounds at all of the graduation parties, like
what the fuck?
Drinking with the students and shit. Like,
describe that, bro, person.
If you work for a high school, like, you're on a watch list. Yeah. Work for a college.
I could just be like a lonely person, like a Richard Jewell, you know,
yeah.
like that type of guy where he's like, yeah, this is where these are my friends.
But that's actually sad. But what I am saying is, if we are going to go to like the positive of this, it is nice for like a teacher that like is, you know, that's trying to help the youth to show up to parties and be like, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. That's like the, okay, this is like the light
but
version.
But imagine, Michael, you're like, what are you doing this Saturday? Oh, man, I'm swinging by Lorena High.
Yeah.
There's a graduation party.
My man, he hasn't got sucked off since the housing crisis. He's not doing great. But I'm saying it's a nice thing to do.
If you're like 50 plus, I think it's like the older you get, the less pedophile you
become. Isn't that weird?
40 to 50 is a hot zone. 51, yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
40 to 50, like what's going on here?
40 to 55 if you have, what is pedophile mustache? What's that? What is that?
I think it's just unkempt. Like they always say like stringy hair, you know, like the mustache. It's people who don't take care of themselves because they're focused on so many other things.
Other
do you guys watch those amateur pedophile hunters
on TikTok?
Yeah,
wow. I see those.
Yes, I've seen them.
I can't on YouTube and I don't know why. I'm like but both people on either end are like the worst. The guy recording it is also like an asshole.
Well, he's doing it for clout, not like the actual justice of getting these guys off the street.
Yeah,
yeah. I wonder if that show is staged or if that's real. But I guess what actor would want to be like, yeah, I'll portray this guy for a day rate.
I would no. I don't think it's got to be real.
Because I think you're underestimating America for a day rate and to be on camera. I think people would do it
as a pedophile.
Dog. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. The child actors. Say that the actors on the show, the ones that have to play like a 15-year-old.
I want to write a sketch about that. Like the people who are writing the messages.
Yeah. And then because when they're in person, they're like, it's like a 24-year-old being like, yeah, this is where me and my mommy live. And you're like, you say mommy, dude.
Do you
want to
play Sega Genesis? What year is this? But that's why I want to know who the person is writing these responses. Because a lot of times it's an undercover cop who's like maybe 25 to 30-ish.
Right.
And it's like, how are they getting in? You know, like, what are they saying that are the buzzwords?
Just
you
misusing lingo? Like, oh, come fuck my butt, no cap.
Yeah. We can hit the jewel after, please, LOL.
That's insane. This whole theme of this episode so far is great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll cut around a lot of this.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just curious because you said in where the show, where the kid kept crying, you said there's a part you can't clip it. There's more to it?
No, not really. What I did was I said, I got to address it. And then I was like, hey, bring the baby over. And I said, hi to the baby. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, aw.
Yeah.
And then I was like, cool. I look fine. They're fine. They kept going in and out and I just ignored it. They were far enough away. It didn't really bother me that much.
Was it just bothering like people as they're walking back and forth?
It did suck. They were in the front row, but people were going to get drinks because it wasn't service. So they were going to get drinks and people were in and out. A bunch.
Yeah, that theater life where people are just like, how come everyone that needs to go to the bathroom and get a drink is in the middle?
Yeah.
All the time. Everyone just in the middle. True. They have to make 900 people move.
Yeah.
You having to go to the bathroom is making 78 to 190 people forget I even exist.
I start doing, cool. If they do that, I start, whoever their jacket is, I just always, I put their jacket on for when they come back.
Oh, really?
It's so stupid.
No,
or
that's funny.
I take that one chair and I take the chair and I fold it and I put it behind the stage. When they come back, they're just like, oh, dude, people's reactions are so funny. Like I had one guy went and he sat down on the floor. I go, no, get up, dude. I'm just joking. Yeah, here's your chair back.
He just accepted his fate.
He just accepted
it. He's like, I lost chair privileges.
Yeah. But it's a stupid bit, but.
So interview your question. So you were born in New York. You're from Detroit, you said, or Michigan?
No, I grew up in New York, and then I lived in Michigan for like 7 years. My family like moved to Michigan when I was like 15, and then I started comedy there when I was like 22.
Oh, you did start comedy in Michigan? Mm-hmm. Where?
In Royal Oak, in Mark Ridley's. I took a comedy, I sold a cell phone to a comedian, and I was working at like a Sprint cell phone store.
Okay.
I sold a cell phone, and I was asking him like what he did, and that's when I started my crowd work journey.
And he was second like, that sentence left your mouth, what do you do for a living? You look up, God just beaming on you. Spotlight.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm a comedian, and
does he still do comedy to this day, the guy?
He just texted me like 2 weeks
ago. Really? From the same phone?
That was like back when it was like we were selling texting phones.
Holy
like
shit.
Like the LG Envy slide where you slide up and text.
Is that the one where you had to hit the button three times to get a certain like letters?
No, there was keyboards, QWERTY. That's when we were making a lot of money in
Sidekick,
cell phones.
Sidekick.
Really?
Sidekick. No, it was post Sidekick. It was back when like, remember when like the phones would slide up to a full keyboard?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or it'd be like the
standard. Oh, I had one of those, the LG
Envy.
Envy.
Yeah.
The front was a touchscreen. You flip it up and you got a keyboard.
There was the LG Chocolate. Remember that one?
Yeah, I still have one at my house.
That was like the iPad of the LG, iPod.
When I first got the Sidekick, dude, I literally would flip it and like, I'm like, why aren't I getting head right now? Like, I thought it was like the coolest fucking thing.
Yeah, it was just the motion of it. The Razor was super clean. Razor was like kind of the iPhone back then. Just all sleek and shit. God damn. What?
No, you're reminiscing. I
had a silver Razor. That shit was hard.
Yeah.
Man, silver Razor. I was smoking weed out of light bulbs. It was the time of my life.
Razors, methamphetamines. On a Razor scooter with the Razor. Why am I not married to anybody I went to school with back then?
I don't know why.
I should have.
You're hot and talented.
Have you seen anybody like people you went to high school with?
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they like?
They're not doing good.
I feel like it's one or the other. It's either that or it's like, oh, holy shit, she is so successful now.
There's a little bit of that. Yeah.
There's also a lot of babies and drinking.
Where'd you grow up?
Maryland.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Like, there's a lot of like the women like I had crushes on will like hit me up and like, let me get you tickets. And then they have like nine kids.
Yeah. I need a plus nine.
Fucking
you and your friends? Yeah. Oh no, come on. I hooked up with a girl maybe like a year ago who was like, I had the biggest crush on her in high school.
Yeah.
And she, I don't know how to say this without sounding mean, but she hooked up with everybody but me. And I like that.
Bro, that's horrible. That's awful.
But I showed like, I was like, that's her. That was my like high school, my everything.
Yeah.
You know? And then she came to a show in my hometown. We went out after. And I was like, she looked at me and she said something to me along the lines of like, I want to hook up. And I was like, this is for high school Trev right
here.
Yeah.
And then we went to a Sonesta Inn and laid it down.
Wait a second. Was that where you were staying?
No, this is my hometown. So I went to my parents' house, or I either went home or went to my parents' house after.
Makes sense. Okay.
Afterwards, I was going back to LA after. So on the way, you passed through my hometown. I was like, so we're both from the same place. I was like, oh, meet at this hotel. And then I go to the guy and I was like, I just have a backpack. This is something out of a fucking shitty Tubi porn film. I go to the guy up front and I go, I just need a room. And he's like, when are you checking? I was like, I need an hour. Give me an hour. And the guy happened to know my stuff. And I'm like, this is so weird. I just bought condoms at a gas station. That guy knew my stuff. I'm like, can somebody please not know me in my hometown? And then, we meet. I was like, I text her the room. I hear, I mean, this
That's
is something.
The best it was hot. Oh! It's dude, that fucking knock. Ooh,
or it
God.
Could be house cleaning.
Yeah, it's house cleaning. But what I'm saying is like that fucking like you don't really know how this is gonna go. Knock.
Oh, it gets your heart jumping.
On your hotel room?
Yeah.
The hotel or even at your apartment. Like I, you know, during the pandemic I was a fucking psycho. So it's like so many people come to, you know, no one's going to do a bar. So people will come to my place, knock, and you're like, I don't know how this is gonna go, which is like a scary thing, but also like this is what gambling must feel like, you know? Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Not gonna lie.
No, so it was pretty much, I was like, meet at this hotel and gave her the room number and then she comes in, talk for a little bit, catch up, start hooking up, and then I just drive home. And now I still pass that hotel every time I go back home. And it's just a funny memory to me to be like,
yeah.
You know, like the high school self was like, oh,
those are the things. Yeah, I remember like one of my sister's friends hit me up on Instagram. And I was like, the girl, I was like, oh my God, it's her.
Yeah.
And she's not doing good.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't want to say
too many light
anymore.
Bulbs.
It was, yeah. Because I hit my sister, I go, she's kind of crazy. It's a lot of like, you ever see like somebody like post, because I followed her back on Instagram. I was like, this is the girl. It's like where they post like 19 separate photo posts.
Mm.
Like in a row, it's like one like. Two likes, and it's just
she's really not.
Yeah. And then I was talking to my sister, and she's like, yeah, she really fell off. Like, started talking. Yeah.
I
don't know. Whenever it's drugs involved, I do have like,
that's
a little
out.
Forgivable that you're not doing good.
Dude, of course.
You fell
for
the dragon, you know?
I will say, though, that conversation, do you remember how that conversation went before you guys hooked up? Because that's always my favorite, funniest time when you think about what you guys were actually talking about before you hook up. Like when it's a clear, like, knock, 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 this is for a hookup. Yeah, and you sit on the couch, you're like, so do you want to, and you look at the hotel bar, you're like, so do you want a white wine?
Well, it seems like you're doing like your, it seems like you have like, community service hours of words you have to say. It's like you have a word minimum. You have to say 1,000 words before you guys hook up.
Dude, there is a word minimum.
Like, yeah, you can't just open the door and start making. Well, you can. If you don't start making out right at the door, then you just got to be, how's life? How's life? What are you doing?
Yeah, but if you get it to a certain point over text or whatever, where it like right, things are hot and then you open the door and you go right into it, that's super hot. But if you don't do it, then it seems like this weird, like, you almost want to be like, Alexa, set time for 15 minutes. Like, what is it? Because you both feel it. You go, oh, okay, now we can do it. It's some weird, like, social contract where you have to have a little bit of banter.
The last sentence before you go, like, make out is always so funny. You're like, yeah, I guess banana is spelled kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's that weird, like, pause.
And it's never, like, an amazing
sexual
thought.
Because you're thinking about it as a sexual one, and then you lose that window. At least it felt like for me.
Yeah, of course.
But this one was like, it was literally after the show, and then we're talking. She's like, yeah, you look like really hot up there. I was like, whoa. I was like, should we hook up for like old times for the bit? She's like, we should hook up for the bit.
Oh,
that's
it
fun.
Was, that's of course. Great. That's what that's it was. Great. It was that's two people great. Being like, this is for our high school selves.
Old time's sake. Yes.
Yeah, great wreck.
Yeah. Not let me see him again.
Goddamn.
I don't even know how we got on that conversation. Hometown people, hometown friends.
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan.
Hometown, Michigan. Michigan cell phone to that.
Yeah. I sold it to someone to a comedian. And
what did he text you recently?
He just like say, hey, saw you doing well. Just wanted to like reach out.
Keep your six pack going.
Yeah. I remember back when you used to be so fresh.
You used to be so hot back in the day. What are you up to now, Jeffrey?
But I do remember this, that he hit me up. Like, so I sold him a cell phone. He was very nice and was like, hey, take this comedy class. So I took a comedy class.
Oh, wow. I took a comedy class too.
Did you?
When I was 17, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I learned like how to go sign up for open mics. And then I met other people that are like, hey, we should do this open mic together. Yeah. And it just creates an initial camaraderie. And it wasn't bad. I don't, a lot of people shit on comedy classes. I'm like, you didn't learn to be funny. You just learned the basics of it. Move the mic stand. Yeah. Try not to shake with the wire. Yeah. Like, that's all
I also
it
think
is.
It just makes you like, if you're not super comfortable on stage initially, like it allows you to just be like a little comfortable. Like, oh, I know. It's like, you know, you're learning comedy on training wheels, which I think for some people it's like super helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hate it. I still talk to the guy that taught the class. He's a comic. But the guy that he sent me there, it was like a year and a half into me doing comedy. I was doing like a one-nighter in the middle of nowhere, probably like 2 hours from my house for like $50. And I was doing 15 minutes for somebody. I get there and he was the headliner. And I was like, oh shit. He's like, you're doing it. And then like a year and a half after that, I was doing the headlining as a one-nighter. And I show up to the gig and he was opening. And he was like, hey. And I was like, I need to get the fuck out of Michigan. I need to leave. I don't want to be that. I can't let that happen to me. But he was very funny. It was definitely like, you know, there's some dated material with anybody, but whatever. But yeah, you know, I'm sure he's doing fine now or whatever.
And what was the impetus for you? Well, I guess was that the impetus for you to move to New York?
I did Chicago for like 5 years.
Oh, you did Chicago?
Because I wanted to not go far from my family.
Okay.
And then I did Chicago, did the clubs there. And then I moved to New York when I started like, I wanted to take it seriously.
Dude,
I mean,
Chicago scene's awesome, dude.
It was fun. It was a good time. The clubs were all like, it was good. I was doing Laugh Factory, Comedy Bar, Zanies. I was house MC at Zanies, which was sick. That's started doing a lot of crowd work. They were old school where they said you have to do at least 7 minutes of crowd work to start the show.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Really?
So I asked about Celebration. So I wrote a whole bunch of birthday jokes.
They would make you do that as a host?
Yeah. They were old school.
I don't know. Okay. I've never heard of a club doing that, but it makes so much sense. Like when a host goes up and just goes straight into bits, it is so weird because the crowd takes a second. Like, well, wait, is it starting? Who's this guy?
Right.
Yeah.
But right.
Did you do 30 seconds of addressing the obvious? Bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Or even what day it is. Cinco de Mayo. Like if you just any of that, it's like, oh, it's starting. It's like you give previews to yourself.
It also forces them to pay attention because if the host starts doing like crowd work, then everyone goes, oh, he might or she might talk to me. Let me like engage into this.
What also makes the crowd feel like comfortable? It's like, oh, he's the guy guiding everybody through the show.
Right.
Wrangling everybody in to be like, hey, what's going on? But if you just start doing bits, it's just confusing.
Okay, I guess it creates this like, we're not real to you.
Yeah.
Did you have your go-to? So you said you had like the birthday bits and all that.
Oh yeah.
There was also,
it was fun to just investigate. Like if someone's like, oh, we just got an anniversary. I'm not like, oh really? How long have you been married? Or really, what's your favorite part about it? Like it would be more like, how'd you propose? Or where'd you get married? Or where was your first? Like there's things you could just get into, but I would always have a joke about something. If you have a birthday, I have a joke about birthdays. So I could just keep digging until I was like, okay, well, here's my thing about
My birthday. Yeah.
Did you have any that were like super classic? Like, I remember the my hometown club, the guy was an older guy, still a comedian, who taught me the class, but he would open every show and he would have classic ones where if somebody, if it's somebody's birthday, he'd be like, oh, I know it's rude to ask how old you are, so can I ask you how much you weigh?
Yeah, just, I've heard that.
It's
a lot,
really funny, dude.
It's just like a classic down the middle, like what misdirect, and the crowd's like, man, this guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's comics. I know comics that do that now. A bunch of them that do the this isn't Netflix. I can see. It used to be TV, but now we say Netflix to update the same sentence, you know?
Oh, of course.
This isn't TV. I can't hear you, you know?
Right.
But I always had those. I had like the age thing. I had like had a bit about, I even posted it on a clip and it made it look like a crowd work thing, but it was because I was so done with doing it where if I'm like, how old are you? And they go, why don't you guess? I'm like, that's what a fun game. Nobody wins. Like you have to guess, because if you guess over, they hate it. If you guess accurately, they still hate it. You have to go under. So I pointed at a woman in the audience and I go, can I guess your age? She goes, yeah. I go, are you 12 years old? And then I'm like, sorry, dude. He thought you were 15 or something. Like, one of those types of things. Yeah. And it's like so easy to just always do. And they're like, he just thought it.
This guy's a genius.
Yeah,
that's my always favorite way to do stand-up is like doing – that's when I feel like the most loose is when I'm just allowing the audience – allowing crowd work to give me an impulse to do a bit I already have.
Oh, yes.
Right. So then or a half-baked bit where you know there's a joke in it, but you wouldn't do that bit alone. In a set, but right, now you have a perfect opportunity.
Never, yeah. Oh, and it always does so much better when they're like,
oh my God, this is dope. Yeah, then you try and recreate it the next show, and you're like, I had to be there.
Nope. Well, dude, that's why you hear so many comics be like, I was at this show earlier and someone yelled out, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, that happened before and it crushed, and now you're just trying to recreate it.
That's the thing, that's the shit I say about like when the people talk shit about like any type of crowd work. I go, you have a bit where you say this one time this guy yelled out. I go, that's the same thing, but you didn't record it, and now you do that same bit every single show.
Yeah.
You're doing is much worse.
You're crowd working yourself. You're a schizophrenic comedian, okay?
Yeah.
This one time somebody came up to me. That never happens.
Yeah, because they always have the perfect response possible.
Right. Their response is funnier than their whole act, where they're just like, yeah, this guy said that you look like Quagmire fucked the Sesame Street bird. You're like, I don't know if I
I don't know
if anybody in the crowd would say that.
you let him get all that out.
It's too many references.
A comic just say, I know what you're thinking. I look like the bubble, and every time I heard, like, there's some that are really good, and there's some that are so off. You're like, no one is thinking that.
Yeah.
Like that's not even.
It's not where my head went.
Buddy, what is all this crowd work hate? I'm sick of it. What's happening? Why is everyone so angry?
I think anything that takes off too quick, there's going to have some people push back. It just kind of popped out of nowhere.
And some people are better at it than others. And when other people can't do the thing that they're close to being able to do, they blame it on that thing not being like real. Like, I've always made that joke where there are comedians, if you look at a comedian that outwardly speaks about crowd work, like I have friends of mine that they'll message me like, hey, just so you know, my story's not about you. And fuck, let me look at the story now. And it's like, oh, for every crowd work, it's
but
like,
also if you're a comedian, why are you posting that? Like, right. You should always post like you have an audience that just wants to see you. Even if you got 1,000 followers, post like you're doing MSG tomorrow. Just
Weird.
Drama.
Hundreds of thousands of followers posting to their friends. Like, post it for your friends then. Why? No one in Arkansas is like, yeah, it is quite annoying.
Yeah.
That inward.
So I work in H&R Block. What the fuck is crowd work? I don't know what's even happening.
But I always say, like, you look at somebody complaining about crowd work, and then if you dig deep enough, there's at least one crowd work clip that didn't take off, and they're like, well, it's because that sucks. You're not supposed to do that. But they've tried it. They've all tried it at some point, and it didn't work for them. So that's why they're upset. I don't know, I think.
I agree. It's also just like, I think when you do it in the wrong way, meaning like you're like, oh, I'm going to do it to start selling tickets like that. But like, I think, like, I started posting because I've always done comedy like this. Always. Yeah, and like, obviously, like, I didn't know you super well before this, but even knowing like your Michigan journey, it's like, or your Chicago journey, it's like, you've always done comedy like this. Like, this is all my first 10, 15 minutes of my hour has always been like this. So it just like so happens that it got kind of popular online, but I didn't like change the way I do comedy for this. I think that's when it becomes like dishonest to you, where you go, now I do crowd work. It's like, but you don't.
Yeah.
And it's very obvious.
It was Chicago, and then it was like cruise ships that made me do it. But I want to ask you about this. Like, how do you like section your show for crowd work, or is it more just throughout the night and doing your own bits?
No, I always I've always, this is what I was saying before, like, I always do comedy because I started in New York, right? So I started like the Village Lantern when there was like 9 Irish drunk
and you
people.
Gotta get them.
So, buddy, you can't start with, whoa, man, T-Mobile's weird. Yeah. Get off stage.
No, you can't.
So, I mean, you can't. I mean, you definitely can. But
if
so,
I'm a drunk Irishman, I'm like, hey, what do I hear about T-Mobile?
I'm a pirate. All right.
Yeah, but yeah, just gathering.
But so you, I always call it like training puppies. Where it's like, you do crowd work, do crowd work, do crowd work. Here's a bit. Oh, God, they don't know what's happening. Crowd work.
You're weaving it out.
You have to do that, especially where I started, because it's like, no one's going to fucking pay attention. They're trying to watch the NBA Finals. Fuck your comedy. So you have to do it like that. So I've always done comedy like that. So in essence, I guess technically I do structure it, but it's always been the same structure where always like my first like 10, 15, 20 minutes of my hour and 15 is always the been
first,
crowd work. It's always
I've
been
noticed
the first
those,
part.
Those are when the jokes do the best. Everyone's the most excited. They're most like geared up for it.
Yeah.
I need to start doing that a little bit more. I do a thing where I just kind of beck and call. Like if I'm like, if I have a new bit about VRs, I'm like, anybody have a VR? And then I ask them, and then I talk to them. Also, and then even if I just reference their name at the end of the bit, they're like, that was from earlier.
Yeah, it's so easy.
It's also a good way to help write more stuff on bits you already have.
Yep. I've not put a clip up because I'm like, what happened there? I think I'm going to turn that into like a minute and a half, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, so you're saying you don't? When do you do crowd work?
I weaving it out. I'll say like, you know, I just like, I would talk about a breakup I went through in January. Yeah. And I'm like, anybody else go through heartbreak this year? And then if nobody claps, I go, okay, I wrote shit down. Like I have for a reason I brought it up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people
are
like,
yeah. And then I end up talking to a guy with a top hat and I'm like, there we go. You know,
he's been through heartbreak.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
I know who broke up with who.
God damn.
I did cruise ship. That's what that was.
You ever
been on a cruise?
Have I been on one? Yeah, I used to work them.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Dude, I worked them Norwegian.
Ah, okay. You got that was a better one.
Carnival. Yeah. Carnival. Jesus.
I did the scooters. The scooters on the sea.
Dog. Carnival. I never did them. I only did Norwegian through levity. But I always heard from people like on comics that were doing the carnival was like, bro, you have no idea. Like it is a fucking shit show.
It is. It could be, but that's where I did a lot of crowd work.
Yeah.
Because they would do, how long were your sets?
30 minutes each.
Yeah. Same. And then you had to do like, it was like a 5-show contract.
Yeah.
And so it was, you had to have minimum of 3 different half hours, one PG shit. And then 2 adult.
So we had to do essentially an hour and a half worth of, or I'm sorry, hour and 20 minutes worth of material because there was this big, quote unquote, like big like theater show at the end. I mean, not quote unquote, it was big. It was like 1,500 people, like the whole big theater show. And you couldn't do any stuff in the regular shows that you're going to do in the theater show. So that was 20 minutes that you
they
had
have
to-
have no idea how comedy works.
They have no idea. Well, it's just like, well, that's, I mean, you just have, you have to have a lot of material.
Yeah.
But right. So I would section off 18 or 20 minutes, whatever, of like stuff I'm going to do on the, and also it's a lot of people.
The same people.
Yeah, because a lot of the same people will come back. Dude, a lot of the same people will come back to the same show.
Yeah.
Like, of the same, like, smaller show. So, so you have to have 2 half hours for that. One, like, the PG-ish version, and then one R. Which, people, like, hate on cruise ships, but the R version, I'm just doing...
Fun.
So fun, but I'm just doing the road. Like, this is the road now. Because I can do whatever the fuck I want. I think you get stuck in it when you're, like, doing... jokes about the elevator on the cruise ships and
when
and
it gets
buffet.
Too niche. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
I slept in the shower and fell in my bed. You know, like, I
never. That was
which
always
would get a big pop.
Oh, it always rushed. But that's what I always did with comedy. It's like I never wanted to do any like New York centric joke when I started or like LA centric. I always was like, is this going to do well in Ohio?
Right.
Yeah. Why am I spending all this time writing a good joke about the A train? When I go on the road, no one's going to give a fuck about this.
Smart man.
It's so the same thing with the cruise stuff. I never did any cruise ship stuff because I'm like, what am I doing? So I'd always do like maybe like 10 minutes of crowd work and then 25 minutes of like material. And I would like write all day. I would actually work.
Yeah.
And I came up with a lot of like, dude, the opening to my special is because I did cruise ships.
No shit.
Yeah.
I owed a lot to it. I got shit for it. You get shit for it?
Of course.
You're probably one of the youngest guys on the cruises.
By far. Yeah.
And same with me. And I remember like a friend's giving me shit for it. Like, oh, you're a boat guy, huh? You're a boat guy. And I'm like, all right, man. Like, you were making fun of the audiences as if that's not the people buying tickets in the future.
It's the same
shows.
People.
It is. I'm like, you think that the most of the world is from Bushwick, Brooklyn, dude? Like, those aren't the people you need to be appealing to. Not that I'm trying to appeal to the masses, but it is something where I'm like, I don't want to write for a specific niche audience. I just want to write for what makes me fun, like laugh.
That's right, what it is. That's what I think it is too. It's like if you stay honest with yourself, then you're good. And that's why I think it was sort of referring to about people that are like, oh, crowd work's doing well, so let me do crowd work now. It's like, oh, you're not being honest with yourself.
Right.
Like we've always done comedy like this. So it's like, you know, and the stuff you post, you've always like had weird fucking people yell shit. I've seen so many times. And then that's where your fucking like monster bits come from. You're just like fucking out the crowd. Mm-hmm. It nothing like feels dishonest ever. Like,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of we've seen the bad clips. The ones where the people are like, just like, so what do you do? It's like them like throwing it all on them. Like, what's your story? That's one of my least favorite things is when someone's like.
I saw a guy on stage like a year ago. He's an older guy. And he goes, before he gets off, he goes, oh, before I get off, I got to get clips for TikTok. I guess that's what all the kids are doing now. Who's got some crazy? I'm like, dude, you are phoning this in. You're like, you're essentially being like, who is crazier than my set? Hey, who got a divorce or stabbed by a python? Somebody yell. And it's just like, bad crush. But just don't set it up like that.
Yeah. You know? I had a guy open for me, a random guy that kept asking, does anybody have a crazy job? And he kept saying that like every show. I go, dude, you gotta stop
casting
asking.
For TLC.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that so much. We've seen that with comics that we've looked up to coming up doing that, where they post a clip of like, I guess I gotta do this.
Yeah,
now.
But it's like, if the thing's already popular, you don't need to make fun, you know? It's like you either make fun of it or you get on it.
Storm, dude, and then you'll be fine. If you believe in longevity and what you have to offer, then don't dip
don't
into
like
it.
Don't like reluctantly.
Yeah. Ironically.
Because the people who enjoy crowd work clips enjoy crowd work clips. They're not going to see you talking shit about it and be like, I agree. Other comics will be like, I agree. And then the everyone else is like, oh, those are funny.
The meta posts.
Do you ever look at like some of those Comedy City like Facebook pages? Did you have one?
What do you mean?
Like I was doing comedy in the Bay Area and there was like a forum on Facebook.
Oh, for comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michigan, it was called like the Funny Network.
But people would post in there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Every once in a while, I'll just like scroll through those and you see like what like local beef is going on in there. And you're like, guys, don't worry about other comedians.
Yeah.
You know, just try to get funny.
Yeah. Complaining about etiquette at open mics. Right. FYI, if you're hosting a mic, maybe don't make fun of the comedian that came there to perform.
But then one person with like half also, a TV credit would comment.
Yeah. But also take a jab.
But also just, I mean,
let's address the obvious. Yeah. But if somebody who was respecting that community who was like on half of a TV show would comment and they'd be like, he has spoken. He has solved all the problems. It might be like way too inside baseball to be even talking about. But I just remember that seeing these like forums and people just be getting so mad at each other in their own ecosystem.
Yep.
And then the higher ups would be like, I have a saying now.
Right.
Yeah.
Guys, it doesn't matter.
It's so-
but the same thing you're talking about when you're posting on an Instagram story, someone's venting about comedy. It's like the amount of times I want to go on my Instagram and go on my stories and be like, TikTok views aren't what they used to be. And everybody wants to get this app banned. And it's like, yeah, dude, some guy's on his lunch break at an R and Des Moines being like, post something fun or else I unfollow. What is this? I never try to put anything personal on this, any social media.
It's
or any social.
It's a business, kind of.
You know, it 100%.
It's kind of. It's like it's a store. You're fucking. It's a storefront. Yeah.
It was
like,
a big argument me and my ex would always get in because I wouldn't post her and she thought I was on some fuckboy stuff. I was like, no, I just like I only post comedy on here.
Yeah.
If we do something funny together,
yeah.
And, dude, and she was like, you should start a second account. I'm like. I said you
to count. I don't have time to post on one.
That was a good Seinfeld, by the way.
Thank you so much. But that was, and she would like take it personal. I'd be like, no, I'm not trying to sound like a fuckboy at all. Like, I only want people to go to my page to tap something and see funny.
That's it.
There's no
outside emotions. I'd be having down bad days. I'd be depressed as hell days. I'd be going to therapy as days. But on my account, it's like, tee hee, LOL.
Oh, yeah.
You ever have a day or two that goes by and no story posts? I'm not doing good.
Yeah, when you got nothing on the circle, nothing.
I'm not even one post on your dog. I'm doing bad.
Yeah.
I never liked using social media, like for personal stuff. I was never like taking pictures of my meals or anything like that.
Right.
You know, and that's why.
Where
like,
are you from?
Yeah,
you're an Olive Garden.
The freezer.
Have you seen what Dice Clay does with his social media?
No,
hilarious. Up to people in the
and
street.
He goes, "Did you want the picture with me? Was it you that wanted?" It's just a random old lady, and she's like, "No," and he's like, "You wanted the picture. I'll take the picture with you." And
it's just people.
It's scary but funny.
I've seen a few of those.
That's so fucking.
Yeah.
My whole thing is like, even with any beef in general, It's like, I don't know. I guess some people it does fuel them, right? Creatively or whatever. They get something out of it. I get nothing out of it. So I don't understand, like, if you have some, I don't know, if you're just like, if you're posting about, like, just comedy beef in general, even if it's from a big scene, even if it's from New York or LA, I never get the impetus for it. It never makes me feel good.
Big word. No.
Thank you.
Second time you use it today.
Impetus?
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
yeah.
You know
if
what?
I drink too much, I'm impetus.
Hey, Limpetus.
Limpetus.
Title of the episode.
Limpetus? Yep.
We were thinking the thing that Michael pitched is do crowd work to the sock puppet. So one of you wears the sock puppet and is a character, okay? And the other person is crowd work.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
I'll wear.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're gonna try this again. This
it's almost making fun of what we already like.
Let me wear real quick and see what Michael would. So Michael, you want Michael to talk shit to this sock puppet?
Yeah,
I tell you, your husband must stink.
Hey,
pretty good, pretty good.
So you want me? So I crowd work Michael with this?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. So you're crowd working me, or I'm crowd working you?
No. So the sock puppet is the audience.
Yeah, this is fucking.
Sock puppet is the audience.
Uh-huh. Rocket money.
So the sock puppet is the audience.
Okay.
When did the jokes start?
Fuck you, you whore.
I'm gonna go pee.
Good, go with your stinky ass pussy. All right.
That was good.
That was good.
It's like I'm there.
All right, so Gabe, make this vertical and put the subtitles popping right over. Yep. Okay.
All right. Oh, I really like your lip gloss.
Wait, thank you. It's on Sephora.
What'd you say?
Sephora.
Why do you talk like that?
What do you mean?
Oh my God.
You must be single.
I am, but
yeah,
maybe.
No shit.
Wait. Crowd goes crazy.
I mean, crazy, dude.
What are you doing after the show?
Not you with your stank ass, sog ass pussy.
Wait.
Dude, the wait's crazy. Wait.
I'm trying to think about things that, like, I'm trying to picture this as a person and what they would say in the front row.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They wouldn't be paying attention.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yep, there you
They'd
go.
They'd be on
They're
their
on
phone.
Snapchat.
They would, yeah, they'd be on their phone or like whisper. You know what I fucking hate so much is when someone's trying to pay attention and the other person that doesn't care is trying to talk to the person that's paying attention. This person's here for a show. You're not.
Oh,
so
social
why are
cues
you
out the window.
What's up?
Social cues out the window.
Oh, out. Dude, it kills me. Okay.
Wait, you like feet?
Oh, God. Yes.
I have two of them.
Good.
Guess what goes in tiny every night?
Oh, a dick? Oh, a foot.
A
Your
foot.
Sock. Cool. All right, let's do it. Where are you from?
Portland, Maine.
Say TJ Maxx.
TJ. I lost my sister.
In the dryer?
Yeah.
Stepsister? I'm crushing.
That was it.
I'm fucking crushing right now.
That
was
it.
That was good. That was good.
That was it. That, you do right. it. Let me. All
right. All right, let's do it.
This is really funny because this is what other comics think crowd work is right here.
Yeah.
They're like, they are practicing somewhere in the valley.
Okay, can we
so
see
I'm doing
them?
A bit.
So it's
man,
is it
Geico,
this
more like Geico, get that fucking lizard out of here.
Lizard? Oh my God. I can't believe you said that in this economy.
I would look at me like, oh, you should DM me after the show. And then I keep going. I'd be like, oh, on your ring. I'll put a ring on your pinky toe. I don't know.
Okay.
Trying to get sucked off tonight.
Socked
I'll play
off.
Those
I'm trying
feet
to get
like a harmonica.
Socked off.
Socked off? Sock.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. As far as like sock puppets go, I would beat.
Yeah.
She looks kind of hot.
Who was the
she
first guy together. To put a puppet or a sock on his hand and be like, come here, kids?
I mean, honestly, a poor person.
Dude, someone with limited resources.
What about the ones with on the wall, the shadow puppets?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Dude, my mom people used to do can, a mean one. She'd do like a crocodile.
Yeah, bro. People could. Have you seen the TikToks where people crush shadow? It's impressive. They can do like Shakespearean plays and shit. It's crazy.
They could finger someone.
Yes. Why is a G spot always change? Leave it there. Leave
like
it in
seasons,
the same.
Always changing.
What's happening? But I'm just saying, every lady has a different G. Just leave it there.
Wait, oh, you're saying different, like, yeah, each woman is
each
unique?
Each one. It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
up,
it's
down.
Fun. I thought you meant like one woman. It keeps moving around like a
oh,
hot
no,
TV.
No, 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 no,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
It changes like the DVD screen logo.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what's interesting is like, you become, you're with a girl long enough and you become like a master of their anatomy. Right? Make you come before church
starts.
So
funny, you still have the puppet on. Hilarious.
I'll tell you where the G-spot is, kids.
I'm still doing crowd work.
Women's anatomy.
Yeah. And then you become like sensei of her clitoris.
Yes.
And then you guys stop talking. And then you try to use the same moves on the next woman. And she's like, wrong. How is this wrong? How is this wrong? I'm a black belt in pussy, I thought. Like, I thought I was.
And but then you learn a little bit from each one. You got to take a little bit from each one and apply it.
Yeah, there you go.
Stack them up.
Next thing you know, oh, I like this comedian. Where are you going after this show? Foot Locker? Good. No,
just back to my hotel. Who are you here with?
Oh, well, I'm kind of just, I was here with my boyfriend, a pair of pants, but he left.
He just left? He left during the show?
Yeah, well, he has legs and he just fucking left.
That sucks. I'm so sorry.
No, that's...
What's your biggest fear in life?
Oh, my biggest fear? Just getting cummed in and thrown in a trash can by a mom.
Wait, a mom is coming in you?
No. Just by a mom. Not cummed in by a mom. Just maybe like a teenage boy probably. And
gotcha.
Then and it's, she finds, you know, it. And then the teenage boy, Tyler, just throws me on the ground like I haven't really been protecting his feet all goddamn day. But it's okay. Never appreciated. Anyways, he just comes at me on the ground. And then the mom comes in and just lickety-split right in the trash. That's my biggest fear.
Well, you know, thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate you being here regardless, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. Hey, security, can we just get her out of here?
I'm telling you, I know what you're saying this, but I would be, I mean, she doesn't, it's just not.
You strike me as a guy who would probably invent the stranger. You know, the guy who would sit on his own hand and get jerked off.
I've never tried that, but I definitely would try that.
I feel like you might come in next week and be like, dude, I got a thing to tell you.
Have you ever tried it?
Sit on your hand and jerk off?
I said this 100 times, but I my mom's a nurse, so she had a bunch of like plastic gloves. What are they? Like the latex gloves around. So I would put the glove on my right hand and jerk off with the latex gloves. So I couldn't, so my right
just
hand
one,
couldn't.
One glove?
Well, yeah, because I couldn't.
On that OJ shit?
Yeah. But it fit perfectly. Oh, I guess, no, it didn't fit. It fit legit. But I would jerk off with it, and then so I could not, so it would feel like someone else was jerking me off, because I couldn't super feel it.
Huh.
What are you going to do with that puppet after this?
Nothing.
Mm. But your lips is going to look a little bit different after a while.
Come on now. You're going to have a hole in the bottom of that heel. Blow her back out.
Oh, dude, I have a sock. I have a foot that has a heel and it can fuck. Do you want to try it?
No.
It's very fun.
Okay, thanks.
You sure?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's We can send it home for you.
Yeah.
You can take it to Virginia Beach with you. Hey, guys. Wop, wop, wop.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
I have a question. You were literally one of the first people that I knew that was murdering on Reddit. How did that, I know I keep doing interviews, but I'm actually interested. How did that like come about?
So I actually started, I was using Reddit for like a decade before. I just always used it. I was more of a lurker. Like I would post in like a game.
Lurker?
That's what they, like, for example, like I loved like Escape from Tarkov, like a PC game. So I'd post like, hey, looking for group, like that type of shit.
Okay.
And then.
You didn't have any friends.
Yeah, correct. Well, no one, I'll be honest, dude, it was like a very hardcore simulator shooter. So like the friends that I used to buy it for friends and be like, try it. And they're like, this is hard. It sucks.
Oh, okay.
And I loved it. But yeah, I would like do those types of posts on random subreddits. And then I was like, there's a lot of comedy popping off on Reddit. So I started posting with my schedule. I did Monday, Wednesday, Friday, new clips every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I was like posting to our stand-up comedy and our funny.
Yeah.
And then I was posting a lot. It was doing well. But then people were like, get this fucking guy off my page, like it's annoying. So I had somebody hit me up and they go, hey, I created a subreddit for you if you wanted to start that. And then a few people were like, can I moderate? And then that created it, I was like, sure. And then he started a Discord and he's like, hey, can we have mod rules? I'll create all this. And I'm like, sure, man. And I'll just post my clips there. And then it became that, like, where it was like I just posted mine and then my fans
and just upvote it, the subreddit under your name.
It's just R Jeff R Curie.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
And then
that's
if so when they cool. upvote, they upvote it,
it can get to the front.
It'll get to the front, and then people join the subreddit, which just shit about me, as opposed to like all stand-up comedy in general.
Yeah,
and it was yeah. And then the whole Reddit strike was big.
What I don't know.
There was like a good, I think I want to say a day or a week or whatever it was, where a lot of subreddits went on strike because of ad changes or some shit.
Okay.
Whatever it was like a thing that like that's gonna shut Reddit down forever, and it. The guy that runs my subreddit was like, I think we should go on strike too. And I'm like, no, I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to just keep posting. And because of that, mine was one of the only subreddits that was active, that was doing well. So people that were trying to use Reddit, like, is this thing done yet? We're like, I guess this was, I'll just follow this guy. So I gained like 50,000 in like a week or something like that of subscribers just from that.
Which is a fuck ton on Reddit.
It's huge. I think it's like 150 or something right now. Like subredditors or whatever on it. And it's fun, man. Like it's kind of cool to be able to just pop in and reply to a comment. Like with just the eyes emoji or some shit. And they're like,
it's him. I always never want to like annoy people. And sometimes I post so much in a week, I go, I'm annoying myself posting this much.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're posting to your own Reddit for people of you, it's like, that's where my fear would be if I posted to r/funny like every day. They're like, shut the fuck up. But it's now it's on yours.
Yep.
And then it goes to the front page and it's like, you're no harm, no foul.
Right. Then and people still, dude, is every single post, you can look at the bottom where they're either saying I'm buying, like this guy's manipulating and buying bots and photos. I'm like, I don't even know how to do that. I would have no clue how to do that. Show me how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was one guy, dude, I hit him up. I was like, I was just, you ever know, every now and then you get like 10 negative things and it's like the 10th one, you're like, I'm going to talk to you.
I'm going to fight this.
Me fucking
I'm
going
to fight this DM.
Yeah. Dude, but I hit a guy up. I was like, I'll give you $100 cash. I'll Venmo you. I swear to God, if you can get one post to the front page, if you can do it the way you say I do it, I'll give you $100 cash. And he's like, I will make it my life's mission. And then I like clicked on his profile and it's all him saying how much he hates me. And I'm like, all right, I shouldn't have fucking started that. Yeah, I got so scared. I deleted it. Like, I blocked him. I'm like, I shouldn't have opened a case. It's just some guy, man. That was probably like, fuck me, fuck you. Like,
yeah,
and just,
well, do they get off to that?
Yeah. And so I learned that lesson.
Time I have an impulse to reply, I just go, Michael, take a breath. And then I just click their profile. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you look and you go, all right. Like,
It's
things aren't awesome. So, like, let's not.
Are you saying on like social media or Reddit or in general?
Just kind of in general. Even it's, I mean, on Reddit, I don't post so much, but on Reddit and then like just on like just general social media.
I used to try to make everybody happy.
I've been
posting videos for like 10 years. So, like, I used to, when things started to take off, I would try to make everybody happy. And if somebody sent me a DM, like, bro, you're not even funny, blah, blah, I'd be like, hey, I appreciate the feedback. I'm just trying, man. Not all of them are going to be. And then you give them that sympathy. It's like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, yes.
Sometimes I forget it's a real guy on the other end. Like, right. They'll say shit like
then
that. Yeah.
I'm like waiting by my phone for some guy who was just talking shit to me to like, I'm waiting for his like vouch of approval.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they wouldn't respond. I'm like, what am I doing this for? Just so I can try to appease every single person.
Yeah. Right.
And now you just realize you're like, I'm not going to make everybody happy.
No, dude. I think if you make everyone happy, you're literally doing something wrong.
Right.
Like, but it, because 9 times out of 10, every comment is generally nice and, whoa, it's funny. I can't wait. I'm so excited for your clips, blah, blah, blah. And there's always like one that's like, you get all those and then one is like, I hope you die. And you're like, what is happening? Because I'm posting free stand-up clips, you hope I die?
Yeah.
It is also funny that everything on the internet is free.
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 Literally free.
But that's what's hilarious. There's no comment section on Netflix. It's just like, hey, pay and watch.
Well,
and
there's
no voice. Yeah. It'd be hilarious.
Well, dude,
but instead, the internet is free and there's a comment section. The worst combo. No entry to enter and you can just voice your opinions.
Yep.
You know what? Netflix put up the comment section.
Well, they took down the thumbs up, thumb down, didn't they? Or the
YouTube?
No, not the YouTube. The on Netflix,
the
they
fact
took
that you
down.
You can do it for yourself. They'd be like, I liked it, so they can show you more shit that you might like. But they used to have the star rating.
Star rating, that's
and
what
that was what a stupid idea.
I remember
for a platform where you're putting out like here's
also,
all the things we have to offer, and they're all low rated.
Rig it.
Yeah.
Make everybody have 5 stars. Yeah. Oh, this movie bombed. Madam Web, 10 stars.
Yeah.
What is it? Madame Web? What is it?
I don't know. I know, but I know what you're talking about. I don't know
Monsieur,
the name either.
Monsieur Web.
But that got a lot of shit. And I'm like, dude, if I'm the people putting that out, I just lie. You know what they say on the poster? It's like, the critics are raving. Fucking riff. Jeff says this crushes.
Yeah.
It's all dumb. It's all dumb. The internet's stupid.
It's free to enter.
It's free. $0. $0. Why do you hate me? It's $0.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is what you go, why do you hate me? That's my first thought. And then I click on their profile and I go, I get it.
Yeah.
And then you just don't
like a
comment.
A pug is the profile picture. You're like, all right.
What's up?
Yeah. Like a pug is the profile picture.
Yeah. And there's zero posts and they follow 10,000 people. You go,
That's also always makes my head at ease when I go to their page and they follow 7,000 people and have 20 followers. I go, all right. You're insane.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, you're not.
Dude, speaking of which, dude.
Give it to me.
Have you seen Reindeer?
Baby reindeer?
Oh,
I watched
I've been
the first
a lot
two
about
episodes.
It.
I haven't.
Okay. Well, I won't say any more than this. Besides this, I found her Twitter. The real crazy lady.
The real one?
Yeah.
Is
I found
it known?
Her Twitter. She has a real name, and I'm not going to say it just for, you know, I don't want to be whatever, but it's her. Like people like found it. And so they're replying to all of her tweets from 2016 before she went to jail or whatever.
Yeah.
Oopsie daisies.
No, I'm sorry. Recommending it. They said it's an
it's so good.
Watch.
It's so wild. We're going to have to talk about it. But yeah, that she's like somebody who's like, you could look at her profile and be like, that's for sure her. And it's all unhinged, just screaming at the internet every 10 minutes for nobody's looking at it.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's got to be, yeah, I mean, good.
On a lighter note.
Yeah, please.
Have you been, okay, so you guys, we all know there are people that do poor crowd work.
Yeah.
And there are people that go to clubs and they don't have an hour, you know? They don't go up, they don't go do a 45-minute set with some crowd work weaved in and out. They kind of go in there and mind the audience. Have you had clubs say that to you guys? Like, hey, thanks for, like, not just being a TikTok act. You know?
Yeah.
Plenty, yeah.
Early on,
yeah, a lot of that. Manager, like, dude, we thought you were, like, just going to do some internet shit. Or when I first started touring, they'd be like, do you need, like, props on stage? I'm like, no, just the microphone. No. Like, is it just you? But I mean, I get it. They're so used to just some road dogs coming through and then this random kids. They're on a Tuesday night and they're like, you're from the internet. What do you need? Do you need, like, a screen behind you?
Yeah, where are your music cues? Bitch, what?
Yeah.
But it's also at 38 seconds. But yeah, no, I got a lot. What did you?
Yeah, that was like, it was validating. I would always go in very, very quiet the first show because, and then it was so cool and nice to see how quickly everyone became, how much nicer they became once I did my hour.
They're
once.
Like, dude, you're like a legit guy.
That's, you get a lot of that. Yeah, then I'm like, you can't, it's hard not to take it as an insult because the wording's off, but you're like, I know what you're saying. And it's a positive thing.
It is a compliment, but it's weirdly worded. It's like when a girl comes to the show, she loves you, but the boyfriend doesn't know you. And he's like, I didn't know what to expect, but your skits are good. And you're like,
hold on.
I think that's a compliment.
Yeah.
All that CTE is kicking in, but thank you so much.
It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think, God, where did I have that recently? So I did some variety show where I wasn't supposed to be on the lineup, but it was just like a popping thing. And they're like, dude, I saw your face and I was like, oh, I know this guy from the internet. And I was like, I'm not going to like you. And then I fucking loved you.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, fragile thank dudes. You. Oh, they're the worst. Like, they just need to get a jab in front of their girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
They're like, hey, you're no Schultz, but pretty good. And I go, unnecessary. But I agree. I don't need you to say that.
I wish you talked more about world politics, but I fuck with you.
Yeah.
All right. The funny ones are they just going like, I didn't know anything about, like, my friend right there, she dragged us here.
Yeah.
We didn't even want to come, but I will say I had a good time.
Yeah.
Just say I had a good time.
Yeah. Right.
I don't need to know the backstory for this whole thing.
Yeah. Do you think we ever do that without subconsciously knowing it? Like, if we go to a restaurant, chef's like, how is the thing? You go, dude, I never would get beef Wellington, but it was phenomenal.
Oh, do you know what?
Do you think they think like that too? There's
got
to be some times where, like,
I think we're more socially adept, like,
correct, but like just in life where, like, maybe 5-7 years ago.
Oh yeah,
where you like probably, go to a bar and you're like, I fucking hate mezcal, but this shit is good.
Oh, I still think about those moments a lot. Yeah. I still think about the times that I said something and then like a day later I was like, oh no.
I just wonder what those moments how we feel when people give us those backhanded compliments. I wonder what we've done to other people without even knowing it, you know?
Oh,
like if you go to like a, I don't even know, like your buddy lets you borrow his like Nissan Sentra, you're like, dude, for a piece of shit car, this thing's not bad. He's like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
there's probably loads, but to your point, I will say, I think we're like more socially aware to not shit on people. You ever meet people that you're like, that was mean? They go, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? You thought I was gonna have an ugly girlfriend and you met her. Like, why would you say that?
Dude, I've talked about this so many times, but when guys go like, if let's say you're not in the room and then I go, do you see Jeff's new girlfriend? And then the other guy goes, as long as he's happy. That's the craziest thing you say. As long as he's happy. And I've heard people say that. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah. What? I had a guy come up to me and say, you look like you'd have an Asian girlfriend. And then I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? And then I was like, we both did bad on that one. I should not have been insulted.
Yeah.
Yeah, when my I brought my girlfriend to this like big like family party, and my girl was like getting a drink or something. My cousin came up.
Your family?
My family. My cousin came up to me and was like, "Yo, your girl." And I'm like, "What are you can't like thank you, but also, why are you hard right now?"
The PE teacher's there too. She got a six pack on her.
But like, it's such a weird, it's like, it's a compliment, but also like, this is too much. It's too much to be like, "Buddy."
Yeah. There are some guys that need that though.
You're right.
I've showed a girl I was seeing, and he goes, I'm not into it. And I go, you don't have to be. Good.
Oh, yeah. They're showing it like you're seeking their validation.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want
you
to
my top.
Sleep with my girlfriend. I want to.
You're right.
The weirdest thing is when you get like, hey, check on my new girlfriend, like, and I don't ask you, I go, wow.
Yeah, it's weird.
You need this win right now.
Oh,
you
see what need you're saying.
I have like a gal comic friends that'll be like, the guys, like, see what the guys are sending out there?
Oh
yeah.
Some of the shit they send, I'm like, God damn, dude, I need to work out.
Like, so, yeah. I don't ever
crowd work that cock.
I'm actually jealous, Mix. I've never had a girl like show, I've never seen one. I've never seen like a random dude nude in the wild. Like, I've
open
never
up
had
an airdrop.
No, for real.
I made me realize I don't have the artistic fucking lens for it. I've seen like what they've sent, like where they have like the mirrors like wiped only partially. Wow. So they're like fuzzy, but like that and that. I'm like, that's like, wow. That's good. I'm learning from it.
Holy.
You know, but I don't.
I love that.
Yeah, I've been studying it. I was like, yeah, I have a whole folder on my phone.
That's impressive.
Inspo.
When a girl
on Pinterest.
Dixpo.
Dixpo. We get the two questions, then get out of here and let you
do
on your
God
way.
Goddamn, it's been so fun.
Cool. Yeah, man.
Let you get back to downtown LA, the pinnacle of Los Angeles.
Is that what you're saying?
I can't. I'm not used to, like, I'm used to homeless people in New York.
Yeah.
But I was like on the way to the show the other day and there was like a homeless guy. And I remember like he looked up at me like this and I go, how are you? Like I said, I remember saying that and going, that's not what I should have said.
No.
It's not great.
Yeah.
You know? He's probably commenting on my fucking videos. That's what.
Yeah, that's the third for the fucking guy.
No, but go ahead. Sorry.
What did you realize what I was gonna fucking say? Remember, I was like bombing. I couldn't remember what I was gonna say.
Okay.
When I start doing crowd work, because sometimes it's like 10, sometimes it'll be like 20 minutes, depending on if it's like fun. I'll always say like if I feel like I'm going long on crowd work, I'll always let the audience know that I'm like, if you guys are here for jokes, I swear to God, there's gonna be like an hour of jokes. But this is like fun. I want to get to know you guys before I jump into jokes. But I always have them in the back of my head where like, not everybody's here like for this. Some right. people like watch stand up on Netflix and like, oh, I think this is going to be like this. So it just always, I'm
just
saying
that the whole show. Yeah. There's layers.
Yeah. To ask you if you ever do that. Cause like, cause I've seen some of your clips where they're like, sometimes, I mean, they're like fire, but they're like fuck 5 minutes long. So I always wonder like, there's probably more of those 5 minute things baked into a show. Yeah. So I was wondering if you ever like sort of
preface?
Like, yeah.
I do. I start every show the same way where I say, a lot of you guys may seem like I edit my clips and I go, I edit them myself. I get to curate what goes up. I get to pick the best moments from every show. And sometimes there's none. Like, keep that in mind.
Oh,
that I'm going to dip into you guys and talk to you guys and bring you into it, but don't expect everyone to have an insane take. And like, you know, it's just a conversation. And then I did a thing for a while where I'd say, like, what's your name, sir? I always look for fucking the most boring dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, IT. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks for coming. See, I'll never talk to him again. Like,
great.
And then they go, oh, okay. And I set him up for that might happen. Because there are times I just dip out. I just go, thank you for your service.
I'll never talk to him again.
Yeah. I do that. And then I'll do,
I'll
preface the show a little bit with that, like that type of stuff. And it's, I think it's good to set the pace. I used to do a thing where I used to say how I wanted them to interact with me. And then I had like someone tell me like, it's a little teachery. Cause I'd be like, listen, if you don't want to participate, like you won't be part of the show unless you want to be part of the show. I'm not going to point at you and be like, you need to talk now. What I do is I have a reason to bring something up. And if you relate to it, make some noise and then I'll ask you about it. But just don't go like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, really? And then you're like, well, no, I don't. Why are you talking to me? Like, that's the biggest pet peeve is when people balk on their participation. Like when they're like, no, never mind. I don't know. Why me, dude?
Yeah, they
got
to yell something crazy. And like, who's that guy? And just silent.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to do a thing where I'd turn the house lights up and make everyone point at them.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I've ruined some relationships before.
God damn.
Yeah, dude, people don't really. Well, I don't really, people do yell stuff. I just don't engage with them. But like, I feel as though because I put out so much crowd work that, and people yell some stuff that I feel like, oh, people are always going to yell stuff. They really don't though. Mm-hmm.
It's not really that bad.
No, it's not.
I've had people ask me that question a lot. Like, do you think that, you know, crowd work has caused this and that? And I go, I think an obnoxious asshole was always going to be an obnoxious asshole. I don't think him seeing two of my clips was like, well, I know what I'm going to do when I get there.
Yeah. You know? And I think it's different. And maybe they do. Maybe they do look at a clip like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. And then you get there and you're in a room with a ton of people and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to be an asshole.
Yeah.
It's easy to be, oh, I'm going to be an asshole in the den. But like, if you're you know what I mean? You're not going to yell some stuff out.
Yeah.
we're gonna do a sock talk question today. This is an audience write-in that comes from Daniel today, and he says, I'm curious if you guys would be able to pick out which chicken nuggets come from which fast food company.
Oh,
I'm gonna crush this.
This is good. Let's see. Okay.
That's got to be Burger King, no?
That's
no.
Burger King for sure. Yeah.
Is it?
The Crown.
It's the Crown.
Okay. All right. So I think all three that's of us will say that's Burger King.
Yep. Correct. This is Burger King.
Yes.
I just thought they always did the sticks.
Chicken fingers.
Did you call chicken fingers
chicken
sticks?
Chicken fries. Chicken fries.
The chicken's fries. That's what
chicken
I meant.
Fries.
Oh, I thought you were talking chicken God, tenders so sticks. Good. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to post on your Reddit. All
right, guys. So here's the next one.
Chick-fil-A.
100%.
Yes, correct. Chick-fil-A. Yep.
Yes, oh. I right. knew it. That's a yeah. little nugget right there.
Yeah. Two for two right now. What about this?
It's got to be.
Those are frozen something from somewhere. Those
I said McDonald's. It could be Tyson.
I thought at first those were. Tyson, those give me Wendy's vibes.
Well, let me see.
Kind of like the oblong shape. I mean, oh, that chicken dude. Does not look good.
Honestly, I'm starving.
Looks like the inside of a Klondike bar. That.
It does.
So we've got one for Wendy's.
Can we have a list?
You said these are all fast food?
Yeah, they're all fast food.
Oh, okay.
No, so no list. Okay.
I gotta say McDonald's on that one then.
I'm going Wendy's.
I'm gonna go Wendy's. Like, there's too much breading for McDonald's. You're right. McDonald's is really thin breading.
It's thin and it's almost like a paint. It's like a smooth.
Painted, yeah.
Like a smooth.
This.
Or a Tyson.
It's not tight because it's just fast food.
It was fast food.
That's why I said frozen up top. It looks like a frozen nugget to me. I mean, Wendy's, but
I think that's a Wendy's value menu chicken nugget right there.
You're three for three. This is Wendy's.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wendy's.
Nugget savant over here.
Hell yeah.
Here we go. Fourth.
That's McDonald's. I knew. Damn.
Yeah, because you can just tell by the waves.
Yeah.
Yep. This is McDonald's right here. Let's go a little tougher here.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, not Buffalo Wild.
Do you want to kiss, dude? I was so sure.
God. Like well, I'll tell you, whatever restaurant that is, they don't look like that when they come out. That's for damn sure.
This is, hold on, this is a, good. This is a fast food restaurant?
Fast food restaurant.
Raising Cane's.
No.
Popeye's?
It's, all right, Popeyes we'll give you a hint. It's not as popular as the other ones.
Bojangles.
This is Sonic.
Sonic, I didn't even know they had nuggets.
Sonic's food, everything is salty. Bitch, you get a Slurpee in there, that bitch salty. Sonic fucking blows. The second they took their idiots off the goddamn rollerblades, they sold out. Oh, somebody's walking to my car?
I don't like it.
Great. Put the Heelys on, Sharon.
Yeah, when they used to roll out, dude, some
fun.
Dude, when I was in college, I went to college in the South, dude. There were so many Sonics in the South. Hot. As women.
Yes.
With just little booty. And like, it was in August. It was hot as fuck in South Carolina. Just little booty shorts. Come. Oh, bitch.
all right. Last one.
Oh, that's
kidney stones.
is that Popeyes?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 100%.
No, not Popeyes.
Really?
Flaky.
That's Bojangles. That's KFC.
Yeah,
but theirs doesn't look like that. I don't know who's doing CGI.
Zoomed in kidney stone, dude.
It's so gross to look at it thinking that.
Pull up a. Actually,
pull it up.
Is that what a kidney stone looks like? I have never seen what a kidney stone looks like.
I've never had one. I think that's like when you're extremely dehydrated. Oh, that's the Andrew Dice Clay thing.
Well, I had to dig through till 2019 to find it. I'm in one of his videos from Instagram in 2019. So I was trying to find it.
Did you find it?
Yeah. I've told you this. I have massive beef with Andrew Dice Clay.
You do?
Damn. Yeah.
Maybe you should take it to the Hickory Dickory Dock.
Kidney stone zoomed in, though.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, that does.
No.
That does look like.
Oh, my chicken from Bob.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible.
You guys did really well on that.
Hell yeah.
It was all him. I got every single
Thank
one of them
wrong. I fucking love chicken nuggets.
Which one did we get wrong that I thought, the taste of the fries? I thought I was going to crush that.
Yeah.
I think we can crush the look of fries.
Yeah. 100%. Wendy's has it's all like
Wendy's McDonald's. They all have a very distinct
skin on it.
I will say, what is the worst fast food nugget? Because I already have one locked and loaded. Wrong. I mean, in my opinion. That's crazy to say wrong.
Guess. I don't think I've had a nugget in years.
I like the spicy ones.
Really?
Like a fast food nugget? No.
Do you eat fast food?
Sometimes. Like, I don't know. Yeah, not really. Like a burger? No. But really? I get like I love Chick-fil-A wraps. I love like wraps and shit like that.
Okay. So you go to Chick-fil-A and you get wraps?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I thought I knew you, dude. It's crazy.
All right, bring croissants in it. What the hell did you say?
Yeah, you don't get the spicy, you don't get a sandwich?
No.
Wow.
No, I get like, that's my thing is, I don't know, my metabolism.
Whoa.
My metabolism. Damn. Metabolism sucks, dude. It's like if I have bread for like, I don't eat a lot.
How's your eating on the road?
Better. You guys have crazy riders or no?
My rides are getting a little more precise.
I'm learning. You need to add shit to it.
Yep.
Because I was in one of the improvs and I found a couple of comedians, riders, and I was like, I can ask for way more. I asked for one Celsius and a chicken wrap. That's all I asked for in my rider.
That's a great combo, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's where my head, before a show, I go, I need a lot of caffeine and very little food, but still some substance.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I was looking, it was like he has like 9 different types of olives he requires.
Holy shit.
But that's
crazy. Yeah.
That's so much.
I do love olives. I might have to give that a whirl.
Get a jar of olives.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck around.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some on there. Some sour Skittles.
Yeah. Sour Skittles
is
good.
A Fleshlight.
I've already told everyone this, but you know what I threw in recently? Uncrustables. And I know you're not a big sandwich guy, but I'm telling you, just one Uncrustable in between shows gives me enough protein and sugar to go.
Sustenance,
it's really nice.
Sugar, yeah.
Because I don't like to eat a bunch in between, but one Uncrustables.
It's so funny just to watch a man eat an Uncrustable and then just roast the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Just jelly coming
out. You fucking pussy! It's your jelly on your
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
I want to add to Ryan. I want an 85-year-old Vietnamese man in my green room.
For what?
Just
vibes.
Oh.
I'll see if they can do it. Let's see if they read the rider.
Yeah. He's 87. Is that okay? Like, get him out.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's not what I asked for. We got one last question and then we'll...
This one's actually not a question, more of a confession.
Good.
Needed to get it off their chest. Anonymous submission says that I hate Boston so much that for the last 3 years, I've been nutting on this.
You're about to show us?
Oh!
Why the fuck did you show us that? Get it off. Get it off.
All right, that's
worse than the chicken nuggets.
Here's the thing. First of all, it looks like a barnacle. Second of all, I think you secretly love Boston because if you can come to Boston, then you're into it. I think your hatred is crossing over into eroticism.
If that guy pulls out and comes on the girl he's dating, is he saying he hates her?
That's what you're saying. Yeah,
I think it's love.
Dude, imagine finding that in your son's room.
I mean, if you're a Yankees dad, you're probably going to be excited.
The devil join.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. I did not need to see that.
I did.
It's really bad. It's not quite as bad. Do you guys? Well, you probably remember this. You've been on Reddit. The cum box.
The cum box. Oh, that's classic.
I think I maybe showed it to you guys before.
I saw it.
But the guy for like 5 years just came in a box, like a wood, like a shoe box, kept under his bed. It was atrocious.
And was he doing like an experiment?
Yeah. I think it turned into an experiment.
I think everything on Reddit is an experiment. You know.
Yeah. There's like a piss drawer now. There's like sequels.
Piss drawer.
Piss drawer. You haven't seen piss drawer?
No.
It's pretty nasty.
Guy just pees in a drawer?
Like a dresser drawer, just full of piss.
Like, hold on. Like, it has to.
I don't know. I think there's just a picture of it. I don't know that much about it. It'd be weird if I was like, the year was 2023.
Yeah, but now I feel like you know a lot about it and you're holding back.
Is it your piss drawer is what
I'm saying is clean the hat.
That thing was, and it's not even like a great surface to finish on.
No.
It was like a baseball dad hat. Like, get a towel.
You have to name.
Get a jersey.
I mean, honestly, get a life.
That's so weird.
I mean, it's wild.
Yeah. Wow.
So he hates the city that much or the Red Sox that much?
Yeah.
Can we talk about what the fuck happened in Boston that he hates the place so much?
Yeah, I'm assuming it is like he's a Yankees fan,
sports,
right?
Yeah.
Like, it has to be sports related. Like, this seems like something Jack would do, right?
No. Jack. Would you? Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, that's
yeah. But
and
Philly,
Jackson,
you guys
insane
hate the
person.
Cowboys. You would do something for a Cowboys jersey. Eat the cum.
Dude, can we? Yeah. Can we?
Good.
Please?
I'm glad this checks out,
bro. Can we please show Jack? You know the name of this fucking what's it called? Sidewalk Talk in New York, where they're yelling about when the Knicks won. It's the funniest fucking. Yes, did you see it? Dude, yeah, the Joel Embiid. Have you seen it? Oh, you're not a sports guy.
Not really big. Yeah.
Dude, it's so goddamn funny.
When the whole.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah.
Holy shit! Let's just show Jeff and let's get out of here. It's so goddamn funny.
Those clips are always.
Where
great.
Have you seen it? Is it like a TikTok
it's on,
thing?
If you go to Instagram,
it's on Instagram.
So New York does have great unity when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, and then Akash showed the Dallas version of it. It is pathetic.
Really?
Oh, dude, they try to like do the same thing, and it's like literally the difference between how insane people that live in New York versus the quote unquote insane people live in Dallas.
The New York was awesome.
It doesn't even like track.
Is this it? No, that's from 2021. Go to their just hit their account. It should be the most recent one.
It's got to be like one of. The kid. That sounds horrible. That kind of goes with the theme of this episode. No, not that one. Not that one. Not that
Boston
one.
Boston has.
The other one. That one.
Oh my god, dude.
I love that kid. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh my god. Well, there's one with the dude with the septum piercing, or septum, whatever the fuck piercing. He takes Joel Embiid's jersey and just starts wiping his ass. This is a different cut I haven't seen.
Oh,
dude, it's so fucking
funny.
That was
only 14 seconds, but this is probably about a full minute.
Yeah, one that's full. Oh god, it's so funny. So
well,
you
is that a podcast?
That is a podcast.
That's a podcast. Where
did
can
we do
people?
It?
I mean, I think everything's probably sold out. I'd imagine, but
yeah, we're working on. I think we're working on like fall right now.
Yeah,
fall, winter.
Website.
But what JeffArcuri.com, and then the subreddit is reddit.com/JeffArcuri. And if you guys
piss roar,
yeah, we'll post something about this.
Shout him out.
You know what I mean? Like,
fuck yeah, dude.
You gotta create your own subreddits, man.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I've been posting on Reddit, but how do you create your own one? I don't know
you
how
can
Reddit
just
works.
Create one.
That's really something you can Google.
Really? No, dude, you shouldn't see my Google history.
PE teacher, where are they now? Piss drawer! All right.
Oh, there it is.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.